Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Gateways to Peace with Polly Wyrum. Polly is a gifted intuitive who helps you to have more flow, joy, and peace in every area of your life. Each week, Polly takes your calls for intuitive readings to help you open your own gateways to peace. Now, here's your host, Polly Wyrum.
Good morning, everybody. Whoa, I didn't want that to happen again. Excellent. Good morning, everybody. This is Polly Wyrum, and I'm an intuitive and an intuitive life coach, a mom of three and husband and all that. I mean, I have a husband. And my website business is gatewaystopeace.com, where I love to help people that are going through changes or want to go through a change. So whatever it is, I love helping people with that, whether it's through readings or through intuitive coaching. So this morning, I was actually on a, I was invited to be on a show. It's on a Google Hangout show that goes to YouTube, and it was Hangout with Coach Nick. And so that's Hangout with Coach Nick, and I did a reading for somebody. But he had he had three guests, and I was one of them, and then he was there also. And it was really, you know, I loved the show, but his question that he posed to each of us was, how do I live a spiritual life in today's modern world? And so anybody who's followed my radio show, I love to ask questions. So I definitely give readings to the people that call, but I also ask questions just to kind of make you think about what's going on in your life. And so that's the question I'll pose everybody, each caller today, was how do I live a spiritual life in today's modern world? So again, this is Polly Wyrum. My business is gatewaystopeace.com, and that's with the number two. So gatewaystopeace.com. Okay, I'm going to take my first caller. And again, I appreciate everybody calling in. And if you're interested in a reading, the number to call is area code 657-383-1841. So 657-383-1841. And today, the first person, the first caller is going to be area code 413 and then 272. Let's see. Echo. Hello?
Hi, Polly. How are you?
Good. How
Hi, thanks
you?
For taking. I'm well. Thank you for taking my call. I'm so excited.
Oh, absolutely. Where are you calling from? And what's your name?
Sure, I'm from Western Massachusetts, and my name is Christina.
Okay. How do you spell or say your name again?
C-H-R.
Okay. Well, welcome, and thank you so much. So how cold is it in Massachusetts right now?
You know, actually, it's beautiful. It's, you know, it's you need a jacket and maybe some gloves, but it's not even windy right now, and the snow melted, so we're good. We're in spring.
Nice.
Yeah.
Excellent. And you know what I usually do? I was just on that other show. I normally look up, since I live in Alaska, the sunrise and the sunset, and we're getting a ton of sun now. But I like to share the temperature and the sunrise and sunset, and I have to say I'm clueless. So I think, I mean, it's still, we still have a little bit of light now at 8 at night because of the time change, and we're getting so much light.
Right.
So I'm really happy about that.
How were you doing with those earthquakes over there?
Oh, yeah. Well, they happened. Actually, the last one that happened last week was like a 4.5 or something, which isn't that big. But I was actually working with a client. I was like, and I sit on the ground frequently when I work with people, so I definitely feel it.
oh, my gosh.
So how do you, I know, it is crazy. It's crazy talk. So how do you live a spiritual life in today's modern world?
I like to go outside in nature and really just appreciate whether it's a tree, you know, any kind of nature, the trees or the birds, you know, hearing them or watching the sunlight reflecting on the water. So I take time to just be outside and see the colors. Yeah, and breathe. Breathing is big.
Nice. Yeah, for sure. And I actually see, just as you're talking, I see that you That almost stops time for you. Like, you'll be out there and you kind of lose track. You have like these moments where you're not even there, like your mind is elsewhere. So it's a really good clearing activity for you, for sure. And it's also a way, I don't know if you're interested in connecting with the other side, like if you had a grandfather that passed or something, it's also a time that you could do that very easily because you're open when you are out there, for sure.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for that.
So, yeah, you definitely can do that. Do you have a question for me today?
Is it okay to ask about, not like life purpose, but like kind
you
of like direction?
Yeah.
There's so many questions, but I'm at a lot of crossroads, and I've recently been part of a transition. One of my friends, a cat, you know, he passed this past weekend, and I feel like, you know, there's so many gifts he's given me, and I'm really grateful to him, but now I feel like I'm on this doorway of just complete unknown. I haven't been without my animal friends for 16
Aww.
Years, you know, and so, you know, as my daughter has grown up and gone away, and I'm just kind of going, I am checking out this, I am in a program for CNC machining, but I'm actually a painter, and I just love nature, and I just want to hide, and I just want to just appreciate life, and I don't want to create ripples anymore, you know. But,
yeah, and, you know, I have to say, I'm going to do like a little prayer, and what you need to hear right now will come out. But I just have to say that where you are right now, literally, like, you know, when you were talking about going out and connecting with nature and to the sound of nature is also really important to you. And I happened to pull a card, and it's from a very unusual deck. It's meeting the self, but it indicates that you're almost perched, you know, on a cliff, but not it does show a cliff, but it's not an uncomfortable position for you because you're really at peace and you're able, I'm hearing reaching for the stars. Like, you know, the gifts that you have wanted in the past are able, you can access them now. And so if you actually want to go into like a new business of healing and working with others and communicating with others, you actually can do that now. So some of the stuff that you've wanted to do in the past that were almost like hobbies or something, you actually can do that. And I'm hearing like spinning the web. And spinning the web, the way I see it, is really it's forming new alliances and new connections that you're going to be having in your life. And so it's just, I'm also hearing entanglement of fears. And so anything like, from the past when you were like afraid to put, because you did put some stuff down. So some of the stuff that you were afraid to initiate, let that stuff go, because you're moving into a time where you're actually being supported and there's more of a nurturing energy around you. So there's this nurturing. And do you ever feel like you have like this wise, like kind of wise grandmotherly figure that's hanging out with you, that's kind of showing you the ropes?
Sort of. Like, yeah, I definitely get the wisdom piece. I didn't know if it was, you know, male or female. Sometimes I felt like it was a masculine, but it doesn't, either way.
Well,
I'm very okay with that.
I feel like it's almost like this time for you to really, you know, share what you're made of and share what, you know, these gifts, these visions that you have. And so I'm hearing the word vision, so I don't know if you're actually seeing things or if it's just like in your mind's eye, you can see what you want to create. And that's partially, I see that with your painting, where you can see what you want to create and how you want that to change other people's lives and lead people in a new direction. You have the ability to do that. So are you doing anything right now, like with your painting, are you doing anything of like a spiritual nature where you feel like you're putting energy into it and somebody buys it or somehow gets it and it kind of changes the energy that, you know, those who look at it almost take them to a different, gives them
that's
a different perspective on life.
That's the intention, absolutely the intention. Like, I just let, and it's, I like to call it intuitive painting, but I haven't figured out how to get those paintings out to people or like the right, you know,
that is, that's truly your gift. And I really do see you putting the stuff down. And the way I see it is, you know, people get it. And it's almost like, you know, like if you were to paint, I don't know why I'm seeing this vision, but where if you were to be painting something and it showed like a little, like a path or a little tunnel or a little something, where it literally helps people see a different perspective and kind of causes the shift. So,
awesome.
You know, I don't know if you, yeah, I mean, this is definitely this is your little niche. So I don't know you want to do it with somebody one-on-one or if you want to do it, I mean, I'm hearing corporate also, but if you want to do a one-on-one where they're sitting with you and you sketch, you know, that's definitely, you can do it. Or there are a lot of people who paint, you know, and sell, you know, they put more time and energy into the work. You could do both. Just play with it and see what works for you.
Okay. That's incredible.
Does that make sense to you?
It makes complete sense. I'm getting such a positive feeling. I want to thank you. The confirmation I've been looking for. So just
excellent.
You're so talented.
Beautiful. Thank you. And you definitely have that ability. And the other thing, it's almost magical. Like when you have, you know, when you're outdoors, is when you kind of connect to, you know, I'll say the other side, or you connect to spirit, or you connect to the universe. Is when you know how you lose yourself when you're painting?
Yeah.
You have that same ability when you're outdoors. You'll have those little moments, like, you know, say a second or 2 seconds or whatever. There's no time. But you have those little moments where you're not, it's like you're not even there, like where you just lose yourself. You have that. Those are the two places where you really do have this really cool connection.
Wow, because these unicorns, I'm like, I keep getting these unicorn pictures, and people are like, oh, stop doing unicorns. I'm like, you don't understand. Like, I need to give them to people. They're not.
Yeah.
I'm like, I can't explain it to those people. Like, they're just here to be, gifted.
You don't have to. And that's the other thing. I'll just say this, you know, because this can, a lot of people can listen to this. You know, we have to do what's our truth, what makes us happy and what we feel that, you know, what our blessings are and what our creativity is to share. And so, you know, as we develop that, some of the people in our life, some of our friends, some of our coworkers, they're going to change.
Yeah,
it's not the right fit for them. And that's okay, because
that's
then you're going to have other people. And it's all about, you know, I really feel like we have to do what we feel compelled to do, because it changes the consciousness of the world. And that's what we're here for.
Absolutely.
So, that's our job.
Wow. I can't thank you enough.
Yeah.
I'm really grateful. Thanks for what you do. You're such an inspiration.
Pleasure. Thank you. No, I love, believe me, I love what I do. But I also
that's
have to say, whatever we do, it takes bravery, right?
It does.
So
stepping out.
So just keep doing it. Stay in touch, because I like to hear how people are doing. And, you know, the other thing is, like, I was just on that podcast, Coach with Nick, or Hang Out with Coach Nick. Google that, because he, you know, there are lots of people that once you start getting a business going, they'll interview you, and it puts your name out there all over the place.
Oh, okay,
so lots
great.
Lots of potential for you.
Oh, my gosh. A blessing to you. I just can't thank you enough. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. Have a beautiful day. Thank you.
And you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So that was a great reading, because I really love, I love it when people are kind of figuring out what they want to do and what their gifts are. And like, you know, all of a sudden she has the time to actually invest in her gifts and invest time in what, how she wants to share her creativity with the world. I love that, because that's what we're here to do. It definitely comes with some things, you know, like bravery. Believe me, you've got to be brave to do, you know, to step out and live your truth. Bravery for sure. And then, anyhow, you know, we could write volumes on this, but I really do appreciate that she understands and she's connected to what makes her happy. So I love the possibilities of that. So this is Polly Wyrum, and I'm an intuitive and an intuitive life coach, where I love to help people either create change or if they need change in their life, help them create that, figure out how to do it. Or if they're going through change, so going through divorce, going through, you know, health things, all sorts of things. I love working with people. So my website is gatewaystopeace.com. And my next caller is area code 559. 415. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning to
you.
How are you?
Thank
I'm doing
you.
Great.
How
Thank
are you today? And where are you calling
great.
From?
I'm calling from California.
California. Is it still raining there?
It was yesterday, but not today. Today's beautiful and sunny.
Oh, excellent. And what's your name?
Evelyn.
Evelyn, I like that name. Lovely. Well, my heart is in California. I was raised there, and I love California. But I'm in Alaska, so there's a good balance. So, Evelyn, my question is, which I am actually taking from the show that I was just on, from Hang Out with Coach Nick, but it was a great question. So how do you live a spiritual life in today's modern world?
I think you have to have the inner desire to live and to learn on your own and continue on to the path that makes you happy. Meaning, I was raised Catholic, but I'm going to a different church now because I felt the desire to know more. So I think you have to have that inner drive to want to know more and to want to become closer to God. And I started reading the Bible as well.
Nice. And,
it's a commitment.
Well, no, I go to different churches, but I'm not of a certain religion. But one of the things I like about Catholic is I love, you know, there's a lot of beauty there. I love the angels, and there's just a lot of beauty. And so pretty, you know, most religions, there's a lot of beauty in them. And I really appreciate that. You know, like you can, and I'm like, I don't know any religion that you can't take something beautiful from, that, you know, something loving. And so I really like that. But I really like the fact that you know that you have to find, you know, it's your personal quest. And that's super important. So I applaud you on that, because that's kind of what keeps us going and finding, you know, searching for new things and connecting with a community of like-minded people, whether they live in your town or however. I think that that's important. It's actually important for you to have that community, that sense of belonging, and this is for you personally, that community, that sense of belonging is really a really nurturing, but it's also very supportive, and it helps keep you, it just helps keep everything alive. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. You're right. It's a sense
so
of
do
community.
You... Do you have like a sense of community for your new understanding of life? Do you have like a, you know, somebody that you can share your new concepts with?
I think it's I have a strong belief now that there's more than meets the eye. I think what I mean by that is I lost a loved one 3 years ago, and after his death, I realized, oh my, you know, we are definitely spiritual beings, and there's more than meets the eye. And just certain things that have happened to me and that I've witnessed made me realize that our body is definitely gone, but not our spirit. So I'm just wanting to live a good life so that, you know, when my time does come, I go to a nice place.
Yeah. No, I love that. And, you know, this is another thing is, I love that you're open. You know, sadly, you lost a loved one, but I love that you know that your loved one is still with you. Your loved one is still, you know, you came together to experience things and to learn lessons, but your loved one absolutely is so much with you. And I, you know, that's so important. So I'm so happy that you're open to that. And you're also... So it's almost okay, so I'm just going to start doing a reading for you. So you also, in the past, I'm hearing, and for whatever, readings are always different, but there's something about shielding, like shielding things from others' eyes, and it's almost like in the past at some point, you don't share all of yourself. Like there were things, you know, for a big part of your life where you didn't share, like like you lived your life, but people didn't, it's like you almost silently led your life. Like people didn't really understand all of you. And so now is the time for you where you can experience life with, no, this does not make sense. Okay. You can experience life where you're not, it's not seeking. So almost like before you almost expected the judgment, you expected certain behavior, and so you shielded yourself from others. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, sure does.
Yeah. And it's like you kind of expected, like if you opened yourself up, you expected to be harshly judged. And so you totally shielded yourself. But I see you coming out of that. I see you literally coming out and really being able to exist in a more free, you know, where you're connecting more. And, you know, there's also trust things. Like, I feel like if you found some type of, it doesn't have to be a big community, but even, you know, one or two people that you could, you know, that you could share your desire to learn more about this new understanding of God, that's a big thing for you.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It does.
But you're totally, I totally see that you have come around. I mean, that was a pretty, I mean, they're showing it to me in a certain way, but I would say it was a pretty, you walked a very tight line. I will say that, you know, for a long time, and because of feeling like, because of judgment or because of other, you know, just the exterior voices, you walked a very tight line. But
mm-hmm.
you're coming out of that.
I did.
And I don't, you know, and you said that you were in the Catholic Church. I don't necessarily feel like it was just the Catholic Church per se or the Catholic Church per se. I feel like it was more how you interacted with the entire world. Like something has been lifted and you're able to interact more with the entire world. Like you're actually
wisdom.
Even finding...
Wisdom.
Yeah, but, okay, tell me if this makes sense to you at all. You're actually finding your singing voice. You're actually finding the words to sing now. You're actually finding, like, these sweet messages. You're actually finding, you know, some clarity and some decisions. But there's something about, I mean, are you singing now? Are you humming? Are you doing something like now that you didn't do before?
I sing a lot. More.
Okay, because that's what I'm hearing, that, you know, the singing voice, finding your singing voice. But it's like almost like this joy and the simplicity of that and these sweet messages. And I also feel like some of that is when you're the person that passed over, you receive some messages from him during that time, like when you're singing or, and I actually see like a little note. I see like little pieces of paper, little notes of sweet messages. So I don't know if he used to write them to you, but there's something about you receiving these sweet messages and sweet messages of time. And so, you know, I'm not sure if it takes you back in time, but you have these sweet messages of time. So somehow you're getting these messages, and I don't know if it's through songs that you hear or if he used to write you notes or something, but somehow he's connected to some of these sweet messages that you're getting. And it's just, you know, it's time. It's related to time. Does any of that make sense to you?
Yes. I just get random thoughts in my head, and then I start singing songs, and I'm thinking, I wonder if he had to do with this. And I usually conclude
yes.
that he did.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yes, that's it.
That makes sense.
It's so sweet. Yeah, perfect. So I would say that you're where you should be and kind of enjoy that connection that you have with him. I would definitely enjoy that because that's special. And I love, you know, that may be the reason why you guys live this life together, is for him to take you to the next step, right? Where you're open and you have a greater knowledge of what, you know, of the possibilities that, quite frankly, we don't, I mean, they're so vast that, you know, I can't begin to understand them. But you now have been shared that little sliver, which is wonderful. So,
wow.
Did you have a specific question for me since I just kind of went off on a little tangent?
No, no, no. It was really good, the information you gave me. I appreciate it. No, I've been pretty much, I'm 33, I'm ready for marriage and kids and whatnot. I don't have any of that. And I want to know if that's coming. I think that would be something that I would want.
To have kids?
Yes, and to find a good man as well. A good man that's right for me.
Yes, and I'm
there's
sure I'm absolutely
sure.
Yeah, there's plenty of men that's right. It's finding the right partner.
Yeah, it's finding the right man.
You know, I would say, here's how I'm going to, how I look at this one. I would say yes, but I also think that you're finally opening up to having, okay, who's the mentor in your life? Was it the person that passed? Do you have a mentor in your life?
I don't think I have one.
Okay, because it feels like there might be a mentorship relationship, mentor coming into your life. Yes, I would say you absolutely can. I will also say this. Don't rush. Like, you know, enjoy where you are with this because you're slowly opening up and you're opening up to all sorts of things. But it's also leaving, as you're opening up, it's leaving a sense of vulnerability a little bit. And that's relatively uncomfortable for you because you didn't, you know, it's new. So I would just ask for guidance. Every day, ask your angels, God, for guidance every day. And I would say, yes, for sure you can have that. Just pay attention to the way you feel. And things are actually going to be opening up even more for you, as I can see in the future, for sure. But just pay attention to the way you feel and ask for guidance. And know,
okay,
the other thing is know that you deserve it, for sure.
Okay.
That
I'll
you are whole and well, and you absolutely deserve it. But, you know, the good thing is you came out of this, you know, you're able to experience more, and part of that is loving. So it's you're moving into an even better place.
Yes, I am. I think I was stuck in a rut for a while, mentally thinking my ways were old, very old-fashioned. So it's kind of odd that, yeah, they started to evolve.
Yeah, they definitely are. And you are. Excellent. Okay, well, stay in touch. Yeah, and thank you so much for calling in. Okay, blessings to you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So Evelyn was a great example of how we learn from, you know, experiences that can be challenging, whether they're losses, whether they're health issues, whatever. But it causes a shift because when we are that open, that vulnerable, and that mine happened with a health issue, but whatever causes us to get there, that allows, you know, somehow a little crack is available or whatever for, you know, more light to come in, or more divine intelligence to come in, whatever we want to call it, and it causes a shift. And I'm not saying that we all have to go through something tragic or whatever to get to that point, but it definitely, maybe if we're not quite on the path that we're supposed to be on, that's when it happens, and your life can change. And I really, I do see that a lot, and I like to be there with people when they're going through that, for sure. So again, this is Polly Wyrum. I'm an intuitive and an intuitive life coach, and my website is gatewaystopeace.com. And my question for the day, so even if you don't call in, just think about this. How do I live a spiritual life in today's modern world? So my next caller is area code 928-675. Good morning.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm
it's
good.
Probably not morning where you are. I'm stuck in the morning.
Yes, afternoon.
But, okay, so what's your name?
Elfina.
Elfina. And where are you calling from?
Arizona,
lovely. I love Arizona. Love it. I was there, I don't know, I think like a month ago, and I definitely love it there. Okay, how do you live a spiritual life in today's modern world?
I stick with my traditions and stuff like that.
Okay. Do you have one that you can share, like prayer or meditation or?
No, just like traditionally, like my traditional values and certain things.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, and actually that's really good because that keeps us on track for sure. And
yeah.
It also makes us ask questions because constantly if we look at life in a certain way, like for myself, you know, animal rights stuff is very important to me or peace just in general. And so say I'm walking down the road or somebody shows me a picture of something that's like, you know, whatever, doesn't look good to me. It constantly makes me question my views on it. And anyhow, having values definitely puts you in a place where you question your spirituality, you question like all of that stuff. So I think that's a great way of staying in balance there. So do you have a question for me today?
Yes, because I just want to know what you pick up on my current relationship. I'm in the process of, we're trying to figure things out right now as to living situation. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you definitely are in the need of balance with that. And what's really funny is like the stuff we talk about ends up coming in the reading. But ask more questions because I'm not so sure that you are, here's one thing is I feel like you sometimes, even like right now where you're more turned away and you're not communicating fully, but I also feel like you need to ask more questions and listen, like dig a little bit deeper in what's going on. Like, you know, say somebody says they're going to the store. Dig a little bit deeper and see why they're going to the store. I just feel like there's more for you to know. There's more to unfold. Like the story hasn't ended the way it is. There's more for you to know and more for you to understand what's going on. It's not as simple like, you know, two people either live together or they don't live together. There's more for you to know, more for you to understand. And you know, ask questions if you can, but quite frankly, even if you don't ask questions, it will be revealed. Like just something will make more sense to you.
Okay.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, because like right now where it's the best option I think for us is for me to move out to where he's at. So, and I'm just wondering how that's going to go or even if it's, because I like to have things situated before I even just kind of pick up and leave.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, so you're willing to move to where he's at, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, but I need to make sure that I have, like, certain things there before I even just go there.
Yeah.
So, my question is, everything, is it going to turn out, like, okay, or?
Here's what I think. I think it's like, you know, practice the full disclosure with each other before you do it, because I feel like not everything, for whatever reason, not everything is fully being revealed. So have you gone out to where he's at?
No, he's been here, but, you know, I haven't gone out to where he's at.
Okay, but, I mean, do you guys know where you're going to, I mean, okay, do you know where you're going to move to?
No, that's the thing. Like, he's out there right now looking into, like, houses and apartments, so.
Uh-huh. Just wait. Just let it. I would just wait and just see how it opens up.
Okay, so it's just kind of like a matter of waiting game or just kind of weird.
Well, I would just, okay, here, I mean, I would just say wait and see how it opens up because something will be revealed. And so it's, you know, and then base your decisions on that. Like maybe he's going to call up and say, oh, it's awesome. You know, the job market's great, blah, blah, blah. I found a great place. And then you can have, you know, your sense of calm. But I just feel like there's more to be revealed. Like you don't know the whole picture yet. And so you got to wait and get more pieces to this puzzle. So I'm not saying don't do it. I'm just saying wait before you decide, you know, maybe you won't go until July or something. I'm just saying, wait until you're really comfortable with the elements that have, you know, with the picture that's being shown, right?
Okay.
So, does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. So just
and
wait.
I actually feel like it won't even be, for whatever reason, I'm seeing like 2 weeks or a block of two. It's not even going to be that long before you have a good understanding of it. So it's not like you have to wait that long.
Okay, that's good, because I don't want to be waiting and waiting and stuff. So.
No, you're really not. I mean, I see it in twos, so I don't know if that's 2 days or two weeks, but you're really not. It's not like you're waiting 2 years and then deciding. You really are going to have clear inspiration. I would say it's in a block of two, so 2 days, 2 weeks, whatever. So it's not like just wait until things are revealed. I do see you getting flowers, like, you know, flowers. Like, these are less of celebration and more of, like, I love you. Like, they're really tender, like that kind of, like, you know, hand-picked flowers with the little ribbon, you know, like the – you know, like your boyfriend or your kids, you know, handpick you the flowers and tie a ribbon around it. I see you receiving something like that, a gift of love. That's how I'm going to phrase it.
Okay.
So I do see you receiving a gift of love.
Okay.
Well, I hope that helped. And just,
yes,
you know, spend your time. I'm sure there's something. I'm sure that there's lots of stuff you can be doing while you're waiting, so you're not really just waiting, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling in, and blessings to you.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye bye. Okay. So this is Polly Wyrum, and my business is gatewaystopeace.com. That's with the number two. And, you know, that was the final message of that message was great. I think, you know, make sure that you're not just waiting while you're waiting. So maybe there's something that we're waiting for to come in the mail, or we're waiting for the answer in something. But make sure that we're using that time wisely to benefit not just ourselves, but all involved. Because there's always something that we can do. I mean, even quite frankly, if it's going out for a walk and just being outside and enjoying life, that helps the entire consciousness. So my next caller is area code 256-335.
Hello.
Good morning. Hello, how are you?
Hello.
And where are you calling? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I think
Hello?
You're talking to me. I don't know if you're talking to somebody
yeah.
else or not.
Okay, no, I'm talking to you.
Okay,
you're
yeah.
the lucky person. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
And where are you calling from?
Alabama.
Alabama. And what's your name?
Wanda.
Wanda. So how is it in Alabama today?
It is nice. It's not too cold. It's not too hot. Like 65 degrees outside.
Oh,
sunny.
God, that's like amazing. That's like sometimes Alaska summers are like 65 degrees. So rejoice in that temperature, because that's pretty nice to have at this time of the year. Awesome. Okay. Do you guys get like the peach tree? You know how like Georgia has the beautiful peach tree thing? Do you guys get that? Does Alabama get those? The spring
yes.
peach tree or cherry trees. That's what it is. That's beautiful. Beautiful. Okay. How do you live a spiritual life in today's modern world?
Well, I pray.
Perfect.
Just pray and try to keep myself centered, or whatever you want to call it. Try. I mean, it's hard.
Yeah, I know. it's
really hard.
Believe me, I agree. It can be, for sure. And I agree with you, which is why I love this question, because we all have elements in our life, you know, unless we're living in a bubble, we all have elements in our life that cause stress. And it's really easy to get caught up in that stress. So I totally understand. But prayer is a great way to keep us, you know, where we're functioning on a different level than the stress level, for sure. So do you have a particular question for me, Wanda?
Yeah. I'm wondering if I am the executor over my brother's house, his estate.
Okay, you know what's funny?
Yeah.
Let me tell you really fast what I'm seeing right now. I see two houses. So, I mean, as soon as you start asking me that question, I started seeing two houses. So, but the way I see them is they're like, they look the same, they're next to each other. But the very fact that I immediately saw two houses makes me think that, yes, you will be. If that's your question, you will be.
Okay.
Is that your question? Because I see two houses, so does that make sense to you? I mean, I see, and I'll tell you what they look like for whatever reason.
Okay.
And this may not be what they look like, but I see two houses that, you know, are definitely solid structure, but they're like this brown, like gray brown that have, it has like the porch has, I mean, I would have to say that they're just very solid structure. Is it Craftsman? Is that the style that has like the porch type thing? It has like a porch that you can sit on?
Oh, yeah, it's got a porch, yes.
Yeah, anyhow, that's what I see. But they're the same. They're like, they look the same to me. So for whatever reason, they're showing me two houses. So do you already have two houses?
No, I only have my brother's house. I live in an apartment. I'm just trying to sell it because he's passed away and I'm the executor over it.
Okay,
and,
so you want to sell it. Is that your question, is how to sell it? Because, yeah, I see that you have it.
Well, I've had it for 3 years, and I did have a buyer, and he's backed out of it. And just more issues.
Okay, is there something that you could do to give it a little bit more curb appeal, a little more light? Is there something that you could do so that it looks not so heavy?
I don't know. I've done everything
to it. Well, do you have a good realtor that can help you with that?
Yeah, I've got a good real estate agent. An issue came back with the house. It needs to be totally rewired. And
okay,
I'm trying to get
the guy
to fix the house, huh?
Because how it looks to me is like it's so stable, so solid, like it's like this fixture that won't. It's like this fixture that won't leave. Like, when I was saying that it's a solid structure, like, you know, it's the solid structure, like you can't get rid of it. So, but it doesn't look like it. Just looks like it needs more light, so to speak. But maybe that's the electrical issue.
Right. The guy that's bought. They said that whatever said that because my brother changed out the breakers before he died, I'm supposed to get it totally rewired, and I'm trying to give him a reduction and see if he would take the house. I don't know what's going to happen because otherwise I'd have to be out of pocket.
Oh, okay.
I had it rewired myself, and I'm already out a lot of money on this house. I've been the executor for 3 years trying to sell this house.
Because it seems like you could, I mean, I think you can do it, but I kind of feel like, do you feel like you're getting the support you need? Because to me, it seems like you can do it. Like, there's a way for you to do this, and you're done with it.
That's what I want to do, is be done with this.
And you will be. It seems like there's not a bunch of energy, like, so whoever's helping you, there's not a bunch of energy, not a bunch of momentum to get this thing going. Like, it's just kind of sitting there. So you have the energy, but I feel like perhaps you need to invest and find if there's somebody that's better capable in helping you. Because whoever it sounds like you're talking to about the electrical stuff, they're not high energy people. Like, if you say, I really want to get this done, they're like, it'll be done on my time, you know. Well, uh-huh. you know, I don't know how it's going to work out, but whatever. Get somebody who can really help you a little bit stronger. Because I feel it can sell, and I feel like if you get somebody new in there that can help you, it'll sell a heck of a lot faster. Like, it won't even be, it'll be a done deal. So I don't know if it's getting a different realtor or getting a different electrician, but there's somebody, you got to have somebody in there with some energy and some motivation to sell it. Because right now you have it, but you're not, you know, you don't have clear insight of what has to take place, and they're not fully motivated.
Well, they were. I mean, the girl only had the house, was not even a year on the market, and it showed. I actually brought down the price $20,000 to sell the house. And like I said, now I'm willing to drop down $7,500 toward the house, but I don't know if the guy's backing off, like, because that's what they said it would cost. And I've already got like $15,000 of my own money invested in this house.
Yeah.
And
I don't know.
Depleted.
I would check around and see, you know, I have no idea what the market is like around there, but mm-hmm. I feel like you could, like there's somebody, and I do feel female, by the way, somebody can help you. Actually, your first person that you might contact with is female, but I feel like there's going to be a male figure that comes in and really gets things done, like, you know, puts the sign in the front, you know, really starts with getting action, wants it to take place. And there might even be a little bit of a power struggle between the two of them. But quite frankly, that's what you want, because you want the thing to sell.
Right. My real estate lady, whatever, it's a girl. And I don't know who sold. There's two real estate agents right now involved. I don't know who the other real estate agent is. I don't know the guy or what. They have been pushing the house. And so,
yeah, well, I see the female, but mm-hmm. I see a guy coming in who will be kind of almost where it's like a power struggle, and he's like, he wants to just take over the whole thing.
That's probably my lawyer, because my lawyer didn't mean to.
Oh, okay, because this person
never,
is
he never
like,
put through probate 3 years ago, and we got to go through probate. He's going to try to get me, like, give him more money, and I don't know.
Okay. Well, your attorney is, whoever this man is kind of like, you know, it's got to be my way. Anyhow, it will sell. It just needs fresh energy.
Okay.
It's got to have somebody new.
Okay.
Having somebody, it would be really nice if you had like, you know, if you had a son that was an attorney that could look over all your paperwork or whatever, if you had some insight like that, because I feel like that's what's missing.
Uh-huh.
You've got to have somebody on your side to look at everything and put it out there. But it will sell.
Okay.
You just have to have new insight. New
okay.
help.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Blessings to you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. So that was interesting to me, because I saw two houses, which I guess it just shows, you know, that she's living in one. But I saw two houses, like, but not, you know, they just look heavy, like they're super stable, super heavy, and they're not going anywhere. But she can totally get those sold or get the one taken care of if she gets the right help. But the other interesting aspect is the man that's going to come in on the scene and kind of want to bulldoze over everything, you know, not literally, but is going to want to like take over the show and do things a certain way, but not necessarily be tactful about it is how that's the word I'm looking for. So he might see he's not going to be tactful when he looks at things that he wants done. Anyhow. Okay. So this is Polly Wyrum, and my website is Gateways to Peace with the number 2. And my next caller is area code 808-425.
Hi. Can
Good
you
morning.
Me?
I can.
Hi.
How are you?
All right, my name is Gail. I'm calling from Hawaii.
Lovely.
Yeah.
What island?
I was wondering, Oahu, on the North
lovely.
Shore.
Yeah.
Oh, great. I was wondering, do you pick up messages from, like, the other side?
Sometimes I do. Yeah, it just depends.
Okay, because
I never know.
Well, my boyfriend just recently crossed over. We were together for 16
okay.
years, and he got in a surfing accident. And a surfing accident. And, so he crossed over right away. But, we're together for 16 years, so it's really rough right now. His name was Alec Cook, but his surfing name is Ace Cool, and I always call him Ace.
Okay, I'll tell you what I see right away, and I never know. I am starting to feel something, but I never know how or when it's going to happen. But I do see
okay.
that around him, so how I see it when he was surfing, then there were like people around him, like this almost an arc. So there was like an arc on one of his sides where there were people there with him to, anyhow, he had people with him. And I'm not sure if those were actually, it almost feels to me that there were people there with him to help him cross over on the other side. And
yeah,
it feels
I'm sure.
like familial people were there with him, like, you know, like his family, his,
right.
you know, he had people there helping him cross his other side. Is there a young child, like a, I don't know, three, do you guys have a young kid? Is there a young kid?
No, we don't have kids.
We don't have kids, but we have pets. Okay. No, this is a child. There's a child, and I don't know if it's a child that's already passed over, and it's a girl is actually what it looks like.
Maybe it was a younger sister.
Yep. Okay.
He was very
so
close
she's there
to her.
With him.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's there
with
him.
Yeah, he loves his sister.
Yep. Okay, so she's there with him, and I see him there. And I would have to say at this point, he's totally, the way he looks at her, the way the energy exchange with them is where he's really connected to her and kind of like what, you know, what feels like to me is figuring out what it's like, you know, what's transpired. But she, I would say, is the one that's really helping him make sense of this understanding of things going on, things coming. But I want to see how he's going to be leaving messages to you. Did you guys ever talk about
yeah.
that at all? How he would leave? Okay, you did. So I'm seeing, okay, let me just tell you really fast one thing that I'm seeing, and,
okay.
and it may mean something to you, may mean nothing to you. But I'm seeing in particular an abalone shell, and I'm seeing that it's got, but it's inside a house. It's not outside, but it's inside of the house, and it's something like sand or something in, like a quarter of it is filled with something. But there's something about an abalone shell, and it's sitting on a wooden, like a smaller wooden not coffee table, like a little small thing you'd put a plant on.
Do you have a shell sitting around? I have a shell sitting on my desk, just like a little shell.
Okay, I don't know why they're showing me abalone. I have no idea why they're showing me abalone. And there's also something about a red thread. But I would say that, yes, he will. You will start feeling things. Okay, let me just see if I pick something up for you here.
Does he want to tell me anything?
I don't know. I'm going to see. Because how it works for me is, like, if they come right in right away, if they're there really strong right away, they're there.
Yeah.
How I'm seeing it with him is I see where he is on the other side. Does that make sense? Like, I saw his sister. So I see where he is on the other side. And it's more like, you know, where, like, you know, he's still on the other side before he can start connecting with you again. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like,
I
feel like
he's been hanging around the house and stuff, too.
Okay, has anything happened with a shell? Has there been anything different with a shell?
No, I just have a couple of shells just sitting around on my desk and stuff, and
Did he give you one? There's something about the shell. There's something about a shell.
I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. We have a couple of shells laying around here and there. I'm not sure yet.
Okay, well, just pay attention to those. Another thing that they're showing me for whatever reason is like red yarn, like a piece of red yarn. So
a red yarn.
That could be a million. Yeah, red yarn. So that could be a million different things. Like somebody made him a red sweater out of, you know, homemade red yarn or whatever.
But pay attention to a key hanging on a red yarn, I think, somewhere. Maybe.
Oh, there you go.
Maybe.
Okay, well, there's something about red yarn, so I want you to pay attention to the red yarn, and I see it, it is a single strand, but that's just how they show it to me. So pay attention to the red yarn. Also, pay attention to the shells. And the shell can also be even in somebody else's house. It almost feels like he did. He have like a brother, like somebody that you guys used to hang out at their house together sometimes. Like he had it's some other guy's house.
Maybe my neighbor's house.
Okay, it's something about yeah. So when you're done, just waltz on over there. Because there's something about that house. There's something about the house, and like he left something there, or there's something about that house. Like he used to hang out there, but there's something about that house. Like I actually feel like he still spends time in that house because he's looking down. So was that neighbor with him when he crossed over, or was there a connection with that? Because there's something about that house that.
He could might have just like they would bring tools and stuff back and forth, you know. At my neighbor's house.
There's something about, Well, there's a connection there. And so even if it's at that neighbor's house, there's something, I don't know why they show it to me, but there was a connection there. So go over and see, I don't know what the connection is, actually. I just see that there's a connection between those two, like that physical house, and that he would spend time there, and with the person there. There was like a connection there. But I feel like you'll find something, like there's something there that, like something's going to make sense to you. There's some little element of this, of the bigger picture that's at that house.
Maybe he's got like some of his tools or something.
Yeah, I don't know. And it'll be really interesting because, you know, the neighbor could just show up and say, hey, you know, this was whatever. It'll be interesting.
He's got some of our tools and stuff and pots, you know what I mean, from our yard and stuff.
Yeah, well, just wait and see, because I think, you know, if you wandered on over there, I think something might, or, you know what, maybe you have to wait for the guy to find it, but there'll be something interesting about that house. But most of all, know that, you know, you're loved. I would say, like, reconnect, you know, because I saw the family that helped him cross over. I saw the sister. So just know that that's kind of where he's at. But he feels good. Like, he feels happy. He feels good. He feels, you know, he feels good.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. But
I feel like you're going to get messages. I know, but you're going to get messages because, you know, I know you will. And there's a, you know, there's something with that neighbor's house.
I don't really go over there. I know I don't really go over there. He comes over and does like our yard work, and we work on tools together.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't really go hang out. It was more of his friend, you know. I mean, he comes over here and helps
yeah, it was his
while,
friend.
But,
I totally see that they used to hang out over there.
But you know. Yeah, he's all right.
But listen to this. He, you know, your boyfriend could have even told your neighbor how much he loved you. You know, your boyfriend.
Oh,
well,
yeah, my neighbor knows that.
So did he ever tell, the boyfriend ever tell the neighbor, and then the neighbor told you after the boyfriend passed, oh, you know, by the way, so-and-so, you know, your boyfriend really told me how much he loved. Okay. I mean, if nothing else, you can get messages through the neighbor. And I know that sounds whatever, but that's where you can get them right now. You know, you know, I think things were planted, seeds were planted.
I think he kind of wants to avoid the neighbor, actually. I think he wants to kind of avoid him because he's kind of acting a little too friendly.
Oh, well, you don't need to go down that road, but.
You know, so.
Just for whatever reason, the neighbor thing comes up. So you just follow your heart on that. But the neighbor thing, the male neighbor definitely came up, but just. You know, I feel like something could be over there that could be yours, could, you know, whatever. And he could have, your boyfriend probably shared with the neighbor, I'm sure.
Yeah,
but
he's probably got some tools or something of his, I gave him some pots and stuff for our yard, so.
Okay, but follow your gut instinct. I mean, you don't need the neighbor being too friendly. You need the neighbor being respectful and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So. Okay, well, I'm sorry for your loss, for sure, and you'll be in my prayers, and enjoy the beautiful Hawaiian sun.
Yeah.
And I just,
Yeah.
I have to say, you stay on because I'll talk to you more. I just have to tell goodbye, say goodbye to all the listeners, and thank you from Polly Wyrum. Okay, now we're going off air.
Yeah, it's just
anyhow,
hard.
It is hard.
Yeah.
I totally get that. But
my girlfriend flew over to stay with me, you know, because I was freaking out.
So do you guys have, do you have pets in your house to kind of help you?
Yeah, I have pets. I have a dog and we have cats and stuff. But the thing is, I have to, you know, we're not married and there's no common law and I'm dealing with the courts and the legal system just to stay in the house, you know.
Mm.
It's like we're together for 16 years, almost 17 years, you know. And just like, it's been really stressful. It's just, you know, the whole the house situation. We left it partly under construction, too, and I'm like, oh, my God. My girlfriend's staying with me, but I can't even have, like, a normal guest in my house because my bathroom, they were doing it reconstruction in my kitchen, and I'm like, oh, my God. You know what I mean? And then they don't really want to fix it up, you know? So it's like, I'm kind of trapped here, you know?
Right. You know what? If you contact me, because really the way the mediumship works is if they're there, they come through like right away. I can't like just make them be there. I did see how he is on the other side. But connect to me, or go to my website and just say your name. And if later on today, because frequently that happens, like I start getting things later on in the day.
Okay.
Email me, and if I, you know, if something comes through, I'll let you know. But I can't make it come through. It's like either they're there and they want to share, or they're not there and they don't want to share, or I'm not able to do it. But you know, I did see him. I did see the younger, you know, the younger sister that had passed before him. So
she had like a mental disability, and he really loved his sister, and they had to put her in a home when she was young.
Yeah. It almost feels to me like, are you familiar with, like people, you know, different people's concepts of what happens when you cross over? Like,
I'm pretty spiritual. I'm pretty open. I mean, I'm, you know, it's funny because I'm the one calling in. I used to tell him all this stuff, and now here I'm trying to get in touch with him. You know what I mean?
Hey, you know what? I get readings. I mean, I'm picky about who I get readings from. Because a lot of people is like, oh, whatever. I mean, I know that stuff. But there are some things that it's hard because I'll get a block, right? Because it's my personal life.
Yeah, right.
So, but I'm super picky about, you know, and I think it's wise for everybody to pay attention to who you work with because just the type of energy, you know, if it doesn't feel good, don't do it.
Yeah.
But to me, it feels like where he's at right now is more like kind of making sense of his whole life, of his journey. But there is definitely something with the neighbor.
Yeah,
so,
I don't know if that's always a good thing because my neighbor's just, he's come over helping me, but he's just getting kind of too friendly with me and stuff. And I'm like, okay, Rod, you got to go,
you
know?
Need that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, pay attention. Find, you know, I think you'll find the red, you know, the yarn. I see it as yarn. But see what that is. And the abalone shell thing, who knows. But, I mean, that one might be in the future, you know, where that makes more sense to you in the future.
It might
but write
the
this
beach
stuff,
or something.
Yeah. I don't know. Write this stuff. What was that?
Oh, is your website Gateway to peace.com?
Yep, that's it. So go to my website, and I will contact you. Just say, you know, I heard you or I have that reading. If I get something later on today or tomorrow, whenever it happens.
I was just wondering, my boyfriend, because he was actually a really famous surfer. It was like worldwide news when this happened. And he's done a lot of amazing stuff in our community and the world. And, I mean, he's just really well known. It's just like, I don't know. It's just weird because he's known. He writes big waves. He's like a legendary big wave writer. So, and a lot of people are like, it's like a rumor going around now. Oh no, he just really disappeared and took off for a while. You know what I mean? Because he could have rode those waves. It was, you know, but I know it was a freak accident. I know he went out too late. And
did they ever find the body?
Waves. No.
Hmm.
No, it's missing case. But actually, I think the reason why, you know, missing case. I don't think he wants to be found because
It helps me in my legal case, because if he was found, they can throw me out of the house. If he's missing, I have
you
to
know
continue
what's
as
really,
a missing person. Yeah.
What's really weird is that how I said, like, if they've passed, they come, you know, if they're going to come through, they come through right away. Instead, I see him, you know, with the younger, you know, sister, whatever. But it's interesting because even, like, it feels like right now, he doesn't, even like with me, he doesn't necessarily want to fully be found or fully connect. Like, I'm shown, like, pieces of his life, kind of, you know, like with the sister and stuff, or who passed before him, but I'm not like,
yeah,
fully
she
connecting
did. She
with his energy.
Yeah, she passed away, like, she was 25, and that was, like, 30 years ago, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I mean, he's like, you know, yeah,
well,
it was a long time ago.
Well, I wish that, and that's probably why they showed me that she was, you know, they show me young so that I can see.
And he said his mom, too. So, I'm sure his mom crossed over 10 years ago. So.
Yeah, well, I see three females, so.
And his dad.
Anyhow, if you know, contact me, and if I pick up something, let me
know.
Otherwise, I'll definitely, you're in my prayers.
Yeah.
So,
okay,
take
well,
care.
Thanks so much. Okay, thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
My name is Gail.
Okay,
Gail, too, by the way. So, okay, bye.
Gail. Oh, awesome. Thank you for telling me.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.